Kurt, is this the official spring meeting for the conference?
It is, yeah.
And when you get the agenda for this, is it heading to different rooms for different things? Or, you know, I think you mentioned some scheduling issues could be on this one. What else was newsworthy here?
Well, it's actually a good time down here because you get a chance to, we've got about a half a day with our women's basketball coaches and the athletic directors. And then we've got another half a day with our men's basketball coaches and our ADs. And then, just yesterday morning, another half a day with our football coaches. So we get some quality time, not only with our own coaches on our staffs, but, you know, obviously some very, very good dialogue and conversation with everybody else in the conference that's, you know, going through some similar challenges, and it's been good.
So, Kurt, you're saying that the purpose then is to put the athletic director and the coach in the meeting with other athletic directors and coaches to talk about issues that affect administration and the product on the field or on the court. Is this how this works?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. You know, they'll talk about new rule changes or legislation and how it affects our conferences. And then we've also got, in between all those meetings, we've got about a day and a half just with the ADs. So it happens every time around this this part of the year, and it's my first time down here, and it's been great. I've been able to see a lot of people and talk to them about a lot of things that we have in common within our own athletic department, so it's been a good experience for me so far.
Kurt Apsey is our guest. You can ask the AD at our Commercial Tower text line at 424-9300. All out of the blue, Commissioner Thompson was quoted as saying the Mountain West Conference would not be interested in Wichita State should they choose to get back in football and get into the conference. Was that ever covered, or did that just come out of the blue to you guys too?
It was a very, very brief conversation. I think Wichita State has, you know, as with a lot of schools across the country, I mean, somebody makes one comment, and I think it blows up in most instances. And Craig obviously had addressed him about it, and he answered it quickly and to the point. And we had very, very little discussion about it other than when he was approached with the idea, at least at that point, he said that the Mountain West was not interested. And that was about how much we talked about it in our meeting. So it was not a big discussion point, at least this week.
Yeah, and I guess there was a presentation from when you were guys at a meeting. I thought UTEP gave you guys a presentation, and maybe it was UConn. And at that point, you guys just made sort of a general statement about how you feel about expansion, so that when Craig makes these kind of comments, he's basing it on the last time all you guys had your heads together on it, right?
Yeah. Well, and that hasn't changed for us. As you guys know, we're comfortable with 12 in football and 11 in basketball, and I think it's a good formula. And at least at this point, the conference is very comfortable with the amount of teams and who we have in it. And obviously, Craig supported that publicly with how we think about that. And that's really been the gist of it in terms of our conversations regarding conference expansion in the Mountain West.
Kurt, I'd love to hear the conversation about scheduling. I'm assuming it was about football, but maybe a little basketball as well, because I know you guys have talked about the basketball schedule. What did you learn? What was talked about? What are the priorities in terms of scheduling moving forward for the Mountain West?
Are you talking about basketball, Mike?
Or football, either one.
Yeah, well, you know, I think in either sport, we're trying to get our conferences as competitive as we can so that we're able to take advantage of all the postseason opportunities at the end of the year. You know, I guess in football, it's a little different because in terms of who plays in one of those big games, I mean, you've got to be the conference champion, so... we did talk a little bit about football scheduling and you know, some of the non-Saturday matchups that TV has chosen. And, you know, we'd like to see that maybe not as significant going forward. So we talked a lot about that. And then in basketball, you know, just being competitive and making sure that in the non-conference, we're winning those games, especially the ones that our team should be winning. And then obviously, getting a more competitive team on your schedule, whether that's at home or on the road, and you got to go win some of those games every once in a while. And in the past, you know, the Mountain West has been able to do that, and unfortunately, the last couple of years, we haven't. And so I don't think our scheduling philosophy is changing at all, but it was a topic of conversation, and I think that our league understands how important that is, and our coaches and our ADs, I think, are going to work hard to make sure that we're staying competitive in the non-conference schedule, and I hope that you'll see more of that going forward.
In terms of the football schedule, if you don't like the non-Saturday games, is there anything the conference can do about it? Is there anything the conference wants to do about it? Or are we kind of in a status quo mode? And then in terms of basketball, any talk about increasing the number of conference games so you have that balanced schedule from 18 to 20?
Yeah, we didn't talk much about that. It was more about the scheduling of the non-conference in basketball. It was brought up, but I think it's just something we're going to continue to consider. And I think that, you know, some people in our conference are for playing everybody and some aren't. And I think there's justifiable reasons on both sides. And then in football, you know, those non-Saturday games, they can throw you a curveball during your season. It's inconsistent. And, in terms of us being able to change it, what I think it comes down to is our conference and some of our ADs and maybe even our coaches, sitting down with our television affiliates and, you know, just talking about maybe having a happy medium. I have no idea whether or not that's possible, but that is certainly something that, we talked about.
Does Boise State basketball, based on these conversations, your philosophies, your conversations with Coach Rice, do you need to upgrade the non-conference schedule?
I think to some extent, but, I mean, just look at this past season. I mean, this might have been our toughest non-conference schedule in the last 5 or 10 years. And so I think Leon is willing to go play people. I don't think he wants to always do it on the road. But, you know, as you know, basketball's tricky for us. It's hard to get home games against quality opponents, and we'll keep trying to do the best we can. And, you know, we'll work on that as we speak, and I hope that it's going to continue to get better.
Apsy's joining us. Ask the AD here on Sports Radio The Ticket. We do it every Thursday at 5 o'clock, typically in studio, but Kurt attending Mountain West meetings in Arizona. Staying with basketball, I do have a commercial tire text that said, are they talking about any of the officiating issues in men's basketball that took place this last season?
Oh, that's always a topic of conversation, Jeff, in all three sports. And that doesn't happen because someone thinks the officiating is good or bad. That's just that's an end of the year evaluation, and the coaches have an opportunity to express their opinions. We actually get some directors of officiating from the conference that comes in and explains any rule changes there are. So that's not something that's new every year. That's part of the meetings down here, and I think it's important, and I think it was very helpful again this year. But a lot of things were discussed with coaches and director of officials, and that's always a good thing. We can get that out there and, you know, give the coaches an opportunity to express their concerns and then give, you know, the directors of basketball officials an opportunity to explain why. And I think that's really helpful in these meetings.
Kurt, another question here is sort of the same about this Wichita State issue, but it was a decent point. Because of their tremendous success in basketball, they've raised, you know, a lot of unit money in the NCAA tournament. Now, should they leave the Missouri Valley Conference, they leave those units behind, but they've proven an ability to make money in the NCAA tournament by going deep into the NCAAs. Why would there just be basically not much interest in adding another basketball program?
You know, Jeff, that's probably a question for the conference. And I guess I shouldn't say there's absolutely no interest. I'm just saying that we didn't spend a lot of time talking about that. And, maybe that'll be a topic of conversation, you know, in June when we go back for some final meetings in California. But, it just really wasn't discussed. And I think Craig made a pretty firm statement when he said it's not being talked about right now. And, I'm just probably not the guy to answer that question, but for now it is kind of what it is.
Your last thoughts on Jeff Linder, somebody that Bob and Chris spoke to. We heard his thoughts on this Northern Colorado job. I had no idea, Kurt, he had that much Colorado in his background. But,
yeah.
You know, what are your thoughts on him as a guy that, you know, behind the scenes working with you? What was he like working with?
He was terrific. You know, great recruiter, great on-court coach, good administrator. Got along with our staff. You know, I think he was very fortunate at Boise State because Leon is, you know, a head coach who really gives his assistants a lot of control over a lot of different things in the program. And Jeff was ready. It was just a matter of time. He's always wanted to be a head coach. And, you know, as you guys know, there's, you know, right off the bat, there's very few Division I head jobs, and they're hard to get. And when you have a chance to get one and Then you put it in the location of him being close to his family, and I think he's going to be a terrific head coach. And, you know, I'm sad he left Boise State, but I totally understand that's an opportunity he couldn't pass up, and I'm sure he's going to be great.
Is it unusual? I know you lost an ops guy back to a head job and another assistant to a job closer to his home, and now this one to a head job. But that's a little bit of turnover, I'm assuming, for one, for Coach Rice to kind of, you know, go over and clear up, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's two ways to look at that. It's no doubt it's a pain in the butt. I mean, he's got to fill another spot now, a couple spots actually, with Isaac going to Eastern Oregon. And so that's never easy. But at the same time, you know, there's another way to look at it. We've got a heck of a coaching staff who's doing great things here in Boise, and those guys are going to have opportunities. And when they come up, if it fits right for them and their family, they're going to make that move. And, you know, the other side of the coin is nobody has any opportunities. And I think you guys know what that means. So, no different than what happened in football this past year. We lost some key assistants to our staff, but we added some great guys to our program, and I expect Leon to do the same thing going forward.
Kurt Apsey, our guest, Boise State's athletic director, asking the AD here on Sports Radio The Ticket with Jeff Caves and Mike Prater. Graduations are coming up. 32
yeah.
guys for the spring semester. Some football players that people will recognize. I think some surprising names there. You know, Finley getting his degree, we learned about. Chaz Anderson staying on the field and getting his degree. Chancellor James getting his degree. Tyler Gray, Jack Fields, DJ Dean. That's quite a commitment for some of those kids to get it done while they're still eligible.
No doubt. No doubt. And that, you know, first of all, I think it's a credit to our coaches and our staff just for getting the right kinds of guys in these programs. And, you know, we've been able to fund summer school scholarships here where these guys, it doesn't take them too long to graduate. And, you know, they've worked hard. We've got mid-30s graduating. Tomorrow I'm going to be at our student-athlete graduation ceremony in the afternoon, and I'm just really excited to see those kids go through that and say hi to their families. And, you know, it's funny, Jeff, I've been here quite a long time, and I remember visiting with a lot of those families when these guys were incoming freshmen on a recruiting trip, and mm-hmm. now their families are back while they're walking across the stage for graduation. So it's an awesome opportunity for me, and I'm really proud of everybody, and I can't wait to get back and go through that with them.
That's got to be one of the highlights of your gig, is when a guy gets that degree, and you know the family story. For some of them, it's the first time they've ever gotten one in their family, but it's a fulfillment of a promise delivered. There's a lot into it, isn't it?
Well, you know, and it's, as you know, I mean, you guys went through it, and how proud your family can be. And, you know, I just had my oldest daughter just graduated last June, and I was there. And, I mean, there's nothing better. Number one, it's hard to do, and it's an accomplishment, and it's something that, you know, no one can ever take away from you. And I'm grateful that I get to be a part of that with our student athletes and their families this weekend, and just really looking forward to it. And, you know, it makes it all worth it at the end of the day. So can't wait to get back.
All right. Safe trip back to you. Thanks for spending some time with us while you're on the road, Kurt.
All right, fellas. Thanks for having me. Have a great weekend.